There's a question in Georgia today. What led Governor Sonny Perdue to ask Georgia schools on Friday, September 23rd, to close the following Monday and Tuesday in order to conserve fuel? The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports today that a few hours before the governor issued that request, lobbyists for oil interests and convenience stores suggested it to his top aides in a conference call, arguing that Georgia's farmers were running short of diesel fuel and that the farms should get priority over the schools in the use of fuel. The governor's spokesman said the conference call had nothing to do with his decision, and Governor Perdue himself said today that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution is off base.
That story, I think, is another example of why fewer and fewer people trust the AJC for their information and their facts. It's, again, another example why once a revered media outlet has grown to conflict and controversy over facts, and I think it's laughable.
That's Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue. James Salzer reported this story for the Journal-Constitution. James Salzer, what do you know about the contacts that Friday between members of the Perdue administration and lobbyists?
What I know from the documents that we obtained was that there was a conference call made involving Georgia oil industry and retail lobbyists, the governor's chief of staff, and other staffers for the state. And they discussed various options about what to do at that time. Hurricane Rita was bearing down on the Texas coast, and there was quite a fear that the state would run out of diesel fuel and fuel in general, I think, at the time. And in the transcript of what occurred in those conversations, the lobbyists said that South Georgia farmers needed fuel. It was harvest time, and they suggested that the state take snow days or school days off to save 225,000 gallons of diesel fuel a day.
And that quantity of savings, that fact is important here, because when Governor Perdue then, a couple of hours later, issued his request to the school boards, he actually cited that number.
Right. And beyond that, the lobbyists went on to say that they felt that saving the fuel for farmers should take precedence over the schools.
What happened that Monday and Tuesday? Did schools all over Georgia actually close?
Yeah, a vast majority of them did. In a few districts, they did not. And it's really received kind of a mixed reaction. Some parents were outraged by what happened. And then others said it was a good idea because there were, in fact, scares that there weren't going to be enough diesel fuel, and we had had gas scares earlier when the first hurricane came through.
Now, is it clear to you, or is it confirmed, at least, that the governor actually saw the email that summarized the conference call between his chief of staff and the lobbyists?
No, it's unclear from both the documentation and from his staff. We note in this story that his staff says that they don't know that he saw this email before he made the decision.
I want you to put this a bit in the context of Georgia politics nowadays. The harvest is a big thing in Georgia, and it's an important agricultural state. Are there people who would say, yes, if the farmers can't get their crops out, close school for a day or two?
Yeah, we have had some reaction like that. The farmers I've talked to understand why parents are upset about school closing. But they're also saying, you know, give us a break because we also have this problem. And this decision was more controversial than the one that the governor made 4 weeks ago when he suspended the gas tax in the state to lower rates. That was very, very popular. This is a little bit more 50-50, I think.
I think we all infer from that brief clip of the governor today that we heard that his relations with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution are not altogether friendly.
That would be fairly accurate. But our paper is an aggressive paper, and I would be willing to say there are times when pretty much every governor, Democrat or Republican in the state, has not had kind thoughts towards the newspaper.
Reporter James Salzer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.